Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here with Pastor Adam.
I am here as well. Hello.
Hello. We are in our series, Why Worry is Wrong, and this is number 5, episode 154.
Yeah.
Worry is unwise.
Last one. Worry is unwise.
Last one.
So, real fast, real quick recap. And by the way, we're trying to do all these in this series, we're trying to do them around 20 minutes, right? So, if you're coming in on the tail end and you're like, oh, I want to listen to these, but half the time, Stephanie and Adam talk for hours. Not this time.
They be laughing and hee-hee and ha-ha.
You could go backwards and knock all these out in a very short time. So, last one, and we have no idea what we're doing next, by the way. We'll figure that out next week. But what we did is we looked through, and this starts off in 150. So, if you're looking for where this series starts off in 150, goes through today, which is 154. We are looking at why worry is wrong, and where we get this from is Jesus, and we're primarily looking at Matthew chapter 6, which is the quintessential scripture on anxiety and worry, and Jesus is walking through all this. And he, in the first 25 verses or so, he sets up the fact that you can't serve two masters. He's talking about money, praying, forgiveness, all these things, fasting, and he refers to the fact that you can't serve two masters. And so what he's doing is he's setting it up that you don't have to worry about these things. Quit worrying about you. Put me first because I am your master. And if Jesus is your master, then that starts to eliminate worry in your life. In other words, worry becomes wrong for us because Jesus is our master. And so he gives basically four things in this chapter of why worry is wrong. So the first one we hit was worry is wrong because it's unfaithfulness, right? If he's your master, then when you worry, something else is becoming your master. And it's unfaithfulness to your master. And then the next one we covered was worry is unnecessary, right? Worry is unnecessary because your master's not just your master, he's also your father, right? So it's kind of a waste of time to worry about things when the person that's caring for you is your father, right? Let's don't forget that God is not just, you know, some big, huge, bigger than our understanding and comprehension God. He's also intimate and close like father. Right? He's our father. So worry is unnecessary because it's basically wasting our time because he's our father. And then last week we talked about the fact that worry is unreasonable because of our faith. If we're people of faith, then it makes no sense. It's unreasonable for us to worry because we are people of faith who believe these big audacious things about the gospel. So why in the heck would we worry about these little bitty things, right? If we trust God for life and eternity and salvation, why would we worry about, and my example was last week, how many people are going to sit in church? Or why would we worry about what people think about us? Or regular old provision of life, right?
Yeah.
And that's what Jesus brings up. He's like, hey, look, you know, if you're pagan, if you don't know God, if you don't have faith, you ought to be worried. But if you're people of faith and you placed your trust in Jesus for all these humongous, big, huge, eternity-minded things, why would you worry about what kind of clothes you're going to wear or if you're going to have enough food to eat? I'm going to take care of you, is what he's saying, right? So far, that's where we at.
I was just trying to breathe and started laughing.
You were like, yeah. So worry is, so far, all my nice uns, it's alliterated. Worry is unfaithfulness, it's unnecessary, it's unreasonable. And the last one today, which will be quick, is worry is unwise, right? It's unwise. Worry is unwise because of our future. It's unwise for us to worry because we know we have a future. Read verse 34, Steph. I think we read it last week. If I'm not mistaken, or it might be the last one we're going to read.
The last one you're going to read.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this comes after Jesus saying, place your trust in the kingdom of God first, and I'll add to you all these things. Look what he says in 34.
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself.
He's talking future.
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Each day's got, man, that's a great
verse. I think about that so much.
I'm telling you, like, you get to worrying about, you know, too far out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get to worrying about future, and he's going, tomorrow's got tomorrow. Today's got enough stuff for you to be concerned about. don't get too ahead of yourselves. And what Jesus is pointing out is it's unwise for us to worry because of who has your tomorrow, who holds your future, right? And so what you got to do is you got to answer that question, like, who has your tomorrow? If you are, you know, if you are a person of faith and you're sitting around going, well, I know who holds my tomorrow. Like, I, you know, I'm walking through this world knowing that one day, right, one day in the future, you know, I'm in heaven. One day in the future, everything that's wrong is made right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have anything to worry about when I die, right? Like, you have to answer that question, who holds your tomorrow? And if the answer is, well, Jesus holds my tomorrow, right? And he's the conqueror, right? He holds the keys to hell and death and life, and he saved me, and I know I'm going to heaven, right? Mm-hmm. I know that I'm sealed in Jesus. Well, what you're saying is that Jesus has your tomorrow. He holds it. And so it would be unwise for you to worry if Jesus is the one holding your future. What are you thinking?
You just, okay, when you were speaking, I had this image of a janitor with a ring of keys, and he's probably trying to figure out what door it goes to. But then you got Jesus. He knows what keys.
Right.
That's
right.
Amazing.
And so
anyway,
you just don't, you know, if the person is holding you, that's what he's talking through. He's like, look, don't worry about, I got your tomorrow, right? I'm mm-hmm. holding your tomorrow. And, you know, and the awesome thing about the promises of Jesus is that they're all rooted in current, but also future. They're there at the same time, right? Like, it's all his promises are here and later, right? They're together. They're always tandem.
That's so cool,
right?
Yeah.
You know that whole you know that scripture, and they turn it into a song. The promises of Jesus are yes and amen.
Yeah,
that's what it really
all
means.
All your promises are yes and amen. Yeah. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's what it means. That's what it's referring to. That whole yes and amen is not just all your promises are yes. It's like all your promises are yes, and they're final. Like, they're for tomorrow too. That's the whole point of the song.
Yes, my soul says yes. My soul says yes
to your promises. Right, right.
We're gonna keep going.
We can just keep rolling. We'll probably get a violation or something for using some copyrighted song.
Oh, my bad.
I'm just kidding. We probably won't. Anyway, that's what he's referring to here. And the answer to who holds your tomorrow, this is going to tie the whole thing together when we wrap up, right? Which is another reason why we did this on the heels of The Art of Ordinary, mm-hmm. which was all about firsts, right?
Which was
putting God first.
Yeah.
First of the week, day, month, year, right? The declaration of firsts. The question to who holds your tomorrow is not just a question you just answer, oh, well, Jesus does. The real answer to that question is who do you put first, right? And whoever you put first is what is really holding your tomorrow, right? So if you're putting you first, if you're putting your wants, desires, needs, right, whatever first, then you probably ought to be worried about tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that stuff's got enough for today, Jesus says. But I hear you, Pepsi.
Whoops.
But if Jesus, if you answer this by your life, not just by answering the question, like, who is first in your life? Who are you putting first in the day, week, month, year? If the answer to that is God, I'm putting God first, right? Nobody does this perfectly. I don't mean that. But if that's what you're striving for, then you don't have to worry about tomorrow, because the one that's holding your tomorrow is who you're declaring is first in your life all the time. That's who's holding your tomorrow, right?
And yeah.
That's the whole point of this whole idea that whoever you are putting first, right, whoever you are seeking first, whatever you're seeking first is what is holding your future, is what you're banking on, right? And so it's unwise to worry because of who holds your future, right? Like, if you think of this whole series, it's unwise to worry. It's unreasonable to worry because we have a master, right? Mm-hmm. He's in charge. It's unfaithfulness because we have a master. It's unreasonable because he's our father, right? That's the whole idea. I forgot my other one. Hold on. It's unnecessary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got everything. And then the whole reason it would be unwise is because he's holding your future. I love this scripture. I'm telling you, I go back to this scripture probably more than any other scripture because it just speaks to the humanity that we worry about things we don't need to. Why does it make any sense? And the way that he ends it is he focuses on your future, right? And I'm telling you now, if you will, at the first of the year, right, if you'll fast and seek God for your year, if you seek Him first, if the first of the month you will take your finances and your plans for the month and you'll put Him first, if the first of the week you will forsake not the gathering of the saints together, you will gather together, you make church a non-negotiable, if you'll seek, start your week that way, and if you'll start your day with, I'm declaring God is first, then you are declaring that God holds your future, which means it's unwise to worry, right? Because you don't need to. This whole idea here, it's unwise to worry, worrying is unwise because of your future, it means, unwise means you don't need to. It's there's no point in it because He is the one that holds your future. So if you're somebody who's constantly worried about tomorrow, you need to answer the question, who holds your tomorrow? Who do you believe and demonstrate with your life is in charge of the future, right? And if you, and you can't just say it, right? It's one of those things where, like, you can tell me that God is number one in your life, with like that you take your time in this world, and God owns my time. But if we actually looked at your calendar, it would tell us if He really does. Right.
That's good.
If
wow.
you say, well, God, my treasures that God gives me, right, you know, He's first. Well, if we looked at your checkbook, if we looked at your bank account, that would tell us if he's really first.
Wow.
You know, if we looked at, you know, your talents, right, these are the three T's, time, treasure, talents. If we looked at your talents and said, here's the things that you're good at, here's the skills that you have, if we looked at where you use them at, where they primarily were used. If they were primarily used at work, then he's not really the owner of the first of those things, right? So if you want to know who really holds your tomorrow, then you look at what you're doing first in your life, who you're declaring first. And if you're seeking God first, then that is a declaration that He holds your tomorrow. He's got it all, right? And if He's got it all, then worrying makes no sense, right? If you're holding tomorrow, worrying makes sense, right? If He's holding tomorrow, it does not make sense, right? So if you find yourself really worried about the future, it's probably because He's not first, right? And you are. Your wants, your needs, your desires, your control is first. And that means you're the one holding tomorrow, and you should be worried because you can't barely keep up with today. That's what Jesus just said, right?
That's right.
You know, you can't handle it. Today's got enough problems of its own, right? I've got your tomorrow. That's why worrying is unwise, right? For Christ followers, Jesus has our future. We've banked everything on the fact that He has our future. So it's unwise to worry. So in other words, recap, worry is wrong. Right?
Yeah.
For lots of reasons. And Jesus points it out very clearly and in a very basic way in Matthew chapter 6. I would push you to just take some time. This episode is going to be super short. Just pause wherever you're at. If you're in the car listening to this, pull over on the side of the road, take a minute, and read through Matthew 6 again. It will take you no time. It's an extremely fast read. None of it's hard to understand. And just let God speak to you directly, Holy Spirit, to work in your life on what are you worrying about? And why are you worrying about these things, right?
Yeah.
Why? And then get to the end and take a minute and focus on the fact that, does Jesus have your tomorrow? And the way you declare that Jesus has your tomorrow is you put Him first, right? Put Him first. And that's the declaration that He's in charge. He's got you tomorrow. So that's all I got.
Well, I'm glad we talked about this.
Yeah. It helps me greatly.
It helps me too.
And I struggle with this so much too. I'm not even pretending like I got it all together.
Me either.
I struggle with this like crazy, but I consistently go back to Matthew chapter 6.
Me too.
Profound.
And it's helpful.
There is a, have you watched The Chosen at all?
Yes. I've only watched, I think, like 2 seasons.
All right. Season 4 is the one that's out now. It is awesome. And there is a spot in season 4, I think it might be episode 1 or 2, that our small group goes through it together, that Jesus teaches this exact chapter that we're talking about. He teaches it in the episode, and people are just, everybody's moved in a different way by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can just see people wrestling with Do I worry with this? And then profoundly moved by his words not to worry, right? Especially the whole birds of the air, lilies of the field piece, right? And, you know, and for them it was real, right? These are people that are choosing to follow, like the disciples, it shows them individually, like they've left everything to follow him. They don't know what they're going to eat next. They don't know what's going on, right? They're just following him around, and they're living this thing out, right? It's just pretty cool. So he actually teaches it in that episode. I think it's episode 1 or 2 of season 4. Pretty cool thing. So anyway, that's all we got. Worry's wrong. We have no idea what we're doing next, so we'll let you know.
But we are confident that God's going to show us.
We ain't worrying about it.
No.
We ain't worrying about it. Right?
Because we do have a list of ideas.
Because he holds our future episodes.
That's right. That's honestly, yeah.
It's exactly right.
We ain't joking.
Good job, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
Oh, we're just playing around.
No, honestly, you have to laugh.
You do.
You have
funny.
To laugh.
It's funny. I have people all the time at church will come up to me and go, Pastor Allen, how you doing?
I get called Stacy.
And I don't even sweat it. As long as they called me a male name, I'm okay. Yeah. Right? As long as they didn't say Pastor Amanda, yeah. I'm going to have to correct them. But Pastor Allen, I go with it. It's whatever.
I'd be like, are you okay? Anyway, we keep saying this is all we have.
That's all we got. We're just
for real.
Stupid.
This is all we really do have. For real.
All right. We're out.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.